Before us lies the valley of the Esino, a stream that breaks ground in Cainallo, runs through the Vigna Valley, joins the stream of the Ontragno Valley, and then flows into the lake in Varenna. Pleasantly exposed to the south, rich in water, and in gentle, cultivable slopes, the Esino Basin has been inhabited since at least the year 1000 BC. The oldest remains of a permanent human presence come from Busso, and they refer to the Golosecians, an archaeological culture spread between the high Po Valley and the Central Alps. These settlements were part of a network placed to control the mountain grazing and trading routes. Close to Esino, there are the Cavedo iron ore deposits, which were originally found in around 350 BC. That may explain why Celts from the other side of the Alps, better known as Gauls, came here. They probably fitted in peacefully and taught the locals how to work the iron. The iron ore was mined from particular rock formations, such as the Bergamo ore-bearing limestone and red limestone. These deposits were part of a broader mining district that included Valsassina, the southern Grigna, and the Valtorta. The formations were rich not only in iron ore, but also in copper, lead, silver, and sulfides. When the Grigna Mountains were annexed to the Roman world at the beginning of the Christian era, more advanced processing techniques and financial investments arrived from the south. The agro-pastoral and metallurgical economy was destined to survive for centuries. When the local mining seams were exhausted, the territory contributed by producing charcoal from the beechwoods.